The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
I'm Josh Peck.
And I'm Ben Soffer.
And we're the good guys. There's a lot of guys out there.
And we're the good ones.
I am here with my co-host, Jake Paul's masculinity coach. It's Ben Soffer.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. We're getting pumped up for the fight tonight.
How was that?
It's something.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're just going to take tea and, like, I don't need to pump him up. Like, he's good. I'll inject him straight in the neck.
Yes.
You know, just like a little quick syringe of the testosterone right in the neck.
I think Logan Paul might be our president one day. And I'm scared / excited.
I'm kind of down.
I'm like, kind of ready to vote for him now.
Like, why not? I'm in.
Yeah.
I'm in. Run.
I think he might have the goods.
He should run.
I think you need someone.
He's smart. He knows these tax loopholes. You know, he lives in Puerto Rico full time.
Yes. You want to know why that is?
Because there's zero income tax.
No taxation without representation.
Yeah. We should move to Puerto Rico.
Down. San Juan?
It's also just beautiful.
I've never been.
It's great.
I've never been to any Caribbean islands.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
You call it Caribbean.
Caribbean. I say Caribbean.
Dave, Caribbean or Caribbean?
Caribbean.
Love that.
Caribbean. Okay, cool.
Caribbean. Caribs.
So have you been on vacation?
I've been on vacation, yeah. Only with my beautiful wife, Paige, did I start going on vacation. The first time we were together, only about 6 months, and we went to beautiful Maui, Hawaii. Heard of
that's,
it?
That's hot.
Heard of it?
Was it hot? Like warm?
It was. We went in August, which I guess ideally you wouldn't go to such a beautiful tropical place at the height of summer.
Yeah.
But it was gorgeous. We had a great, great time.
Okay. We're going, me, you, Paige, Claudia. We can bring other people as well.
Yes.
To the British Virgin Islands.
British Virgin Islands. Great. Say more.
We're going to the British Virgin Islands because you've never seen water like this.
Isn't this where you were with the great Taylor Strecker?
No, that was St. Bart's.
And this is not part of BVI?
No. Okay. That's also beautiful water. British Virgin Islands, I was first introduced to by the great Brian Kelly, who we should have on this podcast.
Dying to.
We should.
God, do it in a heartbeat. The points guy.
He'd do it in a heartbeat. We're going to talk about points. It would be great.
Tall glass of water, that guy.
Oh, he's number one.
Yeah.
Number one. And huge. 6'8".
Can you imagine?
No, I can't. I can't imagine.
It means.
And honestly, I don't want to imagine. It's too much.
It is. It's a curse.
Not for him. He looks fantastic. Just saying, who wants to be that tall?
I think you give him a choice, he shaves off 4 inches like yesterday.
Yeah. You have two options. I know the answer, but you have two options. 6'8" or 5'6".
6'8".
6'8" or 5'8".
6'8".
6'8" or 5'9".
Do I have anything else going for me? Am I incredibly hung? Am I like bilingual?
You're hung in both situations.
Okay.
You're naturally more hung at 6'8". Like, we're talking like your
that's
forearm.
That's the question. 5'8" and hung or 6'8" and yikes.
Oh my God. You have to get custom jeans.
Yeah. It's flat as a board.
What's better than the term hung?
It's gross.
Hung like a horse.
Funny, I was recently with some horses and that saying is dead on.
They're hung.
Yeah, it's weird. I don't want to look at it.
You ever seen horse porn?
No.
Oh, yeah. It's terrible.
Last week, you're shaming me for granny porn.
I don't search it. No, it was one of those unfortunate situations where somebody sends you a link and it's like, support the chimpanzees. They're going extinct. And you click it and it's like that guy with the huge cock. This was.
Oh, my God. I can't believe I'm going to cut all this. I'm pretty sure we have.
We
to
can't.
Cut all
no,
this.
We can't.
Well, then I'm
not sorry,
gonna,
Mom.
Well, if we're not cutting, then I'm not sharing my next story. Anyway. How do we get back?
We went to Brian Kelly.
Strictly,
I'm just saying.
Strictly for horse activity and nothing else. Don't put that on Brian. God forbid.
Oh, that's good.
You know, Brian is obviously, he has the points guy, and it's one of like the preeminent sites about travel hacks and being able to use your points and utilize. And he flies the world in these high end jets, beautiful, first class, everything. Mm. And I follow him on Instagram because what a follow. Mm. But recently, I do feel like maybe his heart's not in it as much. Now, maybe that's because he has a beautiful new child, and it's just no matter how nice that Emirates flight is, it's not as good as being at home with your little one. But I was like, maybe it's not always, you know. Maybe a lay down seat ain't always enough.
Yeah, you know, I think that when you do something over and over and over and over and over and over again, eventually it becomes, even the riches become routine, right? right? Even the most unbelievable experience becomes normal.
Yeah.
So,
like, I wonder what it's like being the cast of Friends or Seinfeld, where you literally, you spend enough seasons making $1 million an ep where you go, it's not worth giving up 9 months a year.
I also love, he's flying in two nice planes. His hotels are too nice. No, no. There's no such thing. That's why doubt
well,
exists.
Is.
No.
I've talked to Brian before, and he is known for saying there is no more comfortable bed than your home bed.
Oh, for sure.
Right.
Especially my home bed. Tempur-Pedic.
Shut up. Nice.
Oh, heaven. Heaven.
I hear it's nice. You know what I hear might even be nicer? Ben Helix. This episode of The Good Guys is brought to you potentially by Helix.
Yeah, I'm Helix. Just, no, I heard Helix is good too.
I just want to cover our bases in
I'm
case
just saying
they
for right now.
Opt in.
Tempur-Pedic is really good.
I'm bleeping that in the edit. All you're going to hear is Pedic. As you know, The Good Guys, we love Etsy because we want that personal touch, the thing that you're only going to get from a place like Etsy. Look, I'm here to tell you that there's no reason to panic the next time you're searching for the perfect gift, because now you can use Gift Mode on Etsy. Gift Mode on Etsy takes the stress out of gifting, so you can find the perfect item for anyone and any occasion. Oh my God. Getting someone a gift is so stressful. I just had to get that out, but no longer. It's easy. Just tap or click Gift Mode on your Etsy app or Etsy.com, and Gift Mode it'll jump up. You will answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they're like. And Gift Mode instantly gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. So maybe, I don't know, it's for the chef or the golfer. Shout out Ben, the sports fan. Shout out Ben. I'm looking for the musical theater kid who never met his dad. I'm sure that's a persona. But the Zen seeker, the Virgo, the wine enthusiast, perhaps. There is nothing that they haven't seen. And whether you want to do giftable home with wall decor and drink and barware, or style, necklaces, sweaters, and knits, or even toys, there is nothing that Etsy cannot handle, and you're going to get something incredibly cool, and it's going to be unexpected. So, need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try Gift Mode on Etsy now. But it's interesting, like, you know, I don't know if you've seen, Jerry Seinfeld has a new movie about Pop-Tarts.
I just keep seeing ads for it, but I didn't know it was real.
It's real. And you wonder what the, you know, a guy like that who's so famously wealthy beyond, like what his impetus is, like what gets him out of bed. And I think we know now, Pop-Tarts.
What it's about the making of Pop-Tarts, about the company Pop-Tarts. Why did he make it? Do you have more information?
From what I've seen in the trailer is that, and the movie looks good and really funny, is that it's about Kellogg's and Post, who are the two sort of cereal magnates in the U.S., were in a drag out nonstop battle all through the 50s, 60s, 70s, and they were trying to create, it was like the race to space, but the race to a Pop-Tart. Mm. But before it was Pop-Tart, just like a Pop-Tart-like item. Mm. And apparently one of them got there first, and there was a lot of infighting, drama ensued. Insert the great Amy Schumer, she looks great in it.
So it's a comedy about the race to the Pop-Tart.
That's right.
Yeah, that sounds like a fun movie to make.
Mm.
It does.
Yeah.
I will be seeing it. I think Amy Schumer is a fantastic actress.
Big fan.
When did she say actor or actress? Because I've heard people often refer to women as actors. So what is the term actress for?
It's interesting, right? Because actor is universal, but you couldn't call a male actor an actress.
Yeah, so what's the point of actress at all?
Shouldn't be. Yeah.
Done. Amy Schumer's a fantastic actor.
Thank you, Mrs. Soffer.
Yeah, she's good.
Ooh. Yeah, we need some universal prefaces.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do.
You ever get tempted when you're doing like a to-go thing or you're signing up for, I don't know, a cruise, and they say, what's your preface? And like, it'll be like Mr., Mrs., then you get like doctor, you know, admiral, things like this. Sometimes I want to give myself something.
It would be really cool to be Dr. Soffer.
Fuck yeah.
Dr. Peck.
Oh, I dream.
But it would have been a lot better to be Dr. Peckerman. You would have gotten a lot more business.
Dr. Peckerman, and I'm a urologist?
Yeah, yeah. You'd be slaying
Could you imagine?
You'd be slaying prostates. The urology house down.
I would be getting advertising on subway cars.
Yeah.
Dr. Peckerman?
Yeah. Oh, no, it's unbelievable. Speaking of advertisements, do you know that our billboards are still up?
We want to go. My beautiful wife is here. We're visiting New York. We want to go
49th and 7th.
Okay.
Next to the subway.
The NQRW.
Yeah. Sick. And 50th and Broadway. That stop too. Sick.
That's prime time.
Shout out Brian Rappaport, Quan Media. Sick.
Love that.
Yeah, it's so good.
All right. It's good, so good to know.
Yeah, we need more of them too. I love that. I love that ad. Oof. There's nothing better than a good billboard. You see your name on a billboard face. Have you been, I'm sure you have, but like when your face is on a billboard for a movie or a show, how great does that feel?
Well, it is interesting and it doesn't feel bad. It feels good. But there is, I've heard some behind the scenes of the whole billboard game when it applies to me, the talent. Mm. So a savvy executive will go, where does Ben live?
Sure.
He's in our new show. He wants to see a poster, going to make him feel good. It's going to make him want to do more press for the show.
Of course.
So they go, well, he lives in, you know, the east side of Manhattan. So they put that billboard within a 5-minute radius of your place.
Yeah.
So you walk outside your place, you go, there I am. I made it.
Yeah.
I'm famous. There's not another billboard in this whole country.
Yeah.
But they're like, he got his billboard. He's going to feel calm. And that actually happened to me when I did a show with John Stamos for Grandfathered, which was there was one poster with me and him and the baby in it. And then the rest were just him. And that one poster was 2 minutes from my house.
Was it nice?
Really nice.
Yeah.
I took a buddy, my buddy Len there at like 9:45 at night. And we had that moment of like, look at this.
Always with Len. Always got to throw Len in my face.
Well, what are you doing living
Len
here?
Ben.
Get at it. Get at it,
gotta get my boy Hosh.
Posh.
That'll never not be funny to me. I don't know why.
Do you think we should have a Bizarro World version of this podcast with two Irish Catholic guys named Good Goys?
Yeah. Oh, that's good. Yes. Yes. It's like Eric and Ryan.
Yeah.
And it's love. Oh, so good.
Love that. Like Rory and Shay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What would they talk about?
Sports.
Like, what would we talk about if we weren't Jewish?
We weren't kvetching. There'd be very little talk of GLP-1 agonists.
We wouldn't complain nearly at the same rate.
Yeah, no allergies, no seasonal allergies.
Maybe we'd be solving legitimate problems.
Yeah,
but who wants that?
Carpentry.
Not me, carpentry.
Yeah, we'd be talking about Allen wrenches and pegs and boards.
We do that anyways.
We do.
The Allen wrench.
We've had a good segment.
Yeah.
So you're flying to San Diego after this?
Yeah, I am.
What do you have doing there?
Doing a nice speaking gig.
Mm-hmm.
It's with Brian from Quan Media. It's the Out of Home Conference. Out of Home of America, I think, is the name of the organization. And we're talking about billboards. We're talking about Spritz Society. We're talking about Good Guys. We're talking about all the ways in which we can use Out of Home to advertise. It's a nice blend of marketing and fun. And I'm pumped. I'm going to lovely San Diego, my second time being in the whale's vagina.
And is that what they call it?
That's what Will Ferrell called it in Anchorman.
Okay, got it.
San Diego, a whale's vagina.
Sure.
And yeah, it's the first time I was there, I was also there for a conference. I haven't spent enough time not there for work because all I keep hearing is San Diego is beautiful. Beautiful.
Yes.
Is it?
Yeah, it's beautiful. California wins.
Yeah.
Maybe not central, you know, Stockton's not exactly a destination.
No.
But
the coasts of California. But wouldn't you say that the coasts of everywhere win with the exception of the coast of Texas?
Sure. Oh, you're not a golf guy?
Yeah.
Our Texas pod, golf guys.
Yeah.
We are expanding. let's name the
picturesque.
Well, the picturesque tourist cities in LA, or I'm sorry, in California, and see if anywhere else compares. Because you have a San Diego, you have like La Jolla, you have Los Angeles, then you have like, I mean, and then we're not going to include all the places like Malibu and Manhattan Beach, all the beach cities of LA. But then you have like Big Sur, Santa Barbara, Montecito, then you go up a little more, Pismo Beach, Carmel. I guess these aren't coastal, but you have like the wine country, Napa, Santa Ynez, and then you have San Francisco, obviously. And am I missing any, Paige?
I mean, you have Tahoe, which again, is it?
Cute.
But Tahoe's pretty sweet.
It's just got a lot of realty.
Yeah.
Beautiful Fresno. Yeah, Bakersfield, you know?
Yeah, look, there are a lot of places, certainly, just because of how big it is. But really, I could drive from New York to Massachusetts to and to get the same...
Yeah, Cape Cod.
Yeah, Martha's Vineyard, Nantucket.
Islands.
The Hamptons, somewhere in Maine.
There's some nice things off of Rhode Island, too.
Vermont.
Vermont, not coastal.
No, but beautiful.
Very lovely. Well, what are we, just going beauty now?
No, we're not.
Mammoth?
Yeah, no, I guess it's pretty good.
No, I hear what you're saying. I'm enjoying our time in New York. I do get like weird pangs of like, I could do this for a little bit.
It's fun, right? Isn't it fun? Like, what do you feel as you're walking through the streets? What do you feel?
A lot. I feel...
do you feel home?
Activated. No.
You don't? No part of you feels home?
Not this version of New York, because I didn't grow with it. Mm-hmm. I left it.
I understand.
So it grew without me. Mm. Right? Isn't that a metaphor?
Yeah, it's like a Sesame Street episode. Yeah. Very sad.
Isn't it?
Yeah, Elmo would start to cry.
Honestly, I've been down to clown with Liquid Death from Jump Street. I like their origins. I like what they stand for. I like their cool cans. I like that as a sober guy, I can hold a Liquid Death can at a party or an event, and no one's wondering like, hey man, where's your drink? I'm like, here I am, look at this. But the truth is, I'm just hydrating, babe, on some delicious ass water, okay? That's why I like doing it sometimes in front of the police. You know what I'm saying? While driving. And I'll crack it and they'll be like, whoa. And I'll be like, it's just water, guys. What do you have against water? And they'll be like, Liquid Death. I'll be like, yeah. They're like, you got an extra? I'll be like, hell yes, officer, cool guy. Look, the truth is that Liquid Death, they care about the earth. You know what I'm saying? It's that can. And I've started to care about the earth too. A recyclable can, whereas like these plastic bottles, who knows where the hell they go to? But they've got it all, right? They've got mountain spring water, low sugar sodas, and low sugar iced teas too. My wife loves the iced teas. My son and I, we love the lime flavor of the sparkling water. Beautiful. You can get free shipping of Liquid Death's mountain water, flavored sparkling, and iced tea 8-packs with Amazon Prime, or grab a can or a case at your local 7-Eleven, Target, Walmart, Whole Foods, or on Instacart. Go to liquiddeath.com/goodguys to check out all their healthy, infinitely recyclable beverages and find your closest retailer. That's liquiddeath.com/goodguys, liquiddeath.com/goodguys. It's interesting, but then, you know, you also have to remember what a vacation is, right? Like going and meeting up with you and your beautiful wife and the great Taylor Strecker and Shannon Ford and like... You know, you get this consolidated kind of very pungent experience of doing all the best things. You know, it's not too much good stuff. It's just enough.
Yeah.
But then you live there, you go, I haven't heard from Ben and Claudia in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Then I'm on Instagram. You're with other friends.
Yeah.
I'm jealous.
Yeah.
Right?
No. Yeah. But that wouldn't happen. I'm confident that if you came, that wouldn't happen.
The pod would go to every day.
Yeah, and we would have such a good time.
We'd be so much richer.
I'm just saying.
That's attractive enough.
I'm just saying. And I'd move to California, but
you're
I don't
never
want
moving.
To. But I don't want
I'd
to.
I'd do it, but I have I don't no
wanna
desire.
Move. I don't want to move. I don't
no,
want
you're
to.
You're a New York
and
kid.
And I will acknowledge, I'm slowly, look, there's plenty of reasons to move. Mm. If you want to find them, you can find them. You want that's somewhere right. better, you can. All of my problems, I think, can be solved by moving just to suburbia.
Right.
Like Long Island, Westchester, even a Jers. But I'm still close enough to the city that I can go and get the best meal ever. Food is unbelievably important to me, in case you didn't know.
Sure.
And I don't ever want to be in a situation where I can't find an exquisite meal. And that's me. That's me. I don't want a crap meal. You mentioned yesterday, where'd you eat last night?
We ate at Elio's.
Everywhere, in every single part of New York. And this can't be true for California. I don't think it's true. Mm. There's an amazing restaurant everywhere in Manhattan. Doesn't matter where you live, you're going to find an amazing restaurant.
I think that's fair.
If you live in Sacramento, no good.
Wow, shots fired. My wife's home. Babe,
how's the food?
Your hometown?
Everything's Sucks in Sacramento.
Well, there you go. You heard it here first.
Well, I guess Ben doesn't like state capitals.
And the truth is, honestly, if you were to go to like Wyndham, New York or Albany, you also couldn't find a good meal.
Oh, yeah. You think there's great food in Poughkeepsie?
I'm honestly just talking about Manhattan. It's not even fair. Like, everywhere in LA, you can also find a pretty good meal.
I just love that the former governor used to say, I would fly to Sacramento like twice a month, twice. He's like, he didn't even live there.
Just amazing that he was your governor.
Yeah, it's badass.
It is.
Again, it brings us back. I think Logan Paul could be president.
Schwarzenegger was, what a guy. Love him.
But
what did he do for the country? What did he do for the state?
He was good. People liked him.
People liked him.
Yeah.
I feel like he was a very non-problematic guy.
Also a Republican governor in a very liberal state. So it's like interesting that he was able to first get the nomination and win, but like be effective.
Yeah. And not, I don't ever remember, I guess I don't really hear about others' governors too much, but I don't ever remember hearing anything bad.
No.
Good guy. Came out unscathed.
Beloved. Who doesn't like Schwarzenegger?
Yeah, for sure.
He had a, you know, he had a son out of wedlock. Who hasn't? So did my mom.
Yeah. Good.
These things happen.
They happen.
Yes. And
they happen.
That kid is built.
Yeah.
Yes.
Huge.
Like all the Schwarzenegger kids are gorgeous, but like he's the one where you're like, oh, you got the genetics.
You got Arnie's genes. Both literally and figuratively.
You got Bruce's genes.
I did.
And I got, you know, Anonymous's genes.
I did.
I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. Bruce's genes are flat ass. Us sophers have flat asses.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't have much of a touch.
I got to build it. But then it's like, so I want to build my ass. Like, I can't do that. I can't go to a trainer and say, I want to build my ass.
You can. It depends on the trainer.
Yeah. No, we're focusing on these legs.
Nice.
The ass also hurts too much. I think I'm too far behind.
No, you could build.
You think?
You take enough creatine and you do enough Bulgarian split squats.
I haven't dipped into any of that stuff. The creatines or the, I haven't dipped.
Join us. Shout out.
You're loving it.
Shout out Thorne.
You're loving it.
Some nice supplements.
You're loving it. Paige, do you notice a difference when he's on or off creatine?
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, he's a nightmare.
No, it doesn't make me aggro. It's not like roids.
Like the other day, remember you were like, hey, this shirt is really tight. You're like, I feel really swollen, and like he couldn't move.
It's
the shirt that he wears all the time.
So you're swole.
Fucking
boy.
Yeah, dog. You know how we go.
I love those people that walk. I don't know if this will be out of camera, but like walk like this. You know, like with their arms, like where they like have to exaggerate the muscles that they have. So
yeah.
Like they could walk like this, but they walk like this. Do you do that?
I don't exaggerate. No, I actually know. I thought you were talking about actual bodybuilders and guys with like such extreme lats who cannot put their arms fully down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
What's amazing about this episode of the podcast is our incredible producer, Dave, has fallen asleep during almost both of them. Dave, you with us?
Okay. Good. No, we're good.
Love you, Dave.
We're good. And
apparently we're crushing it.
Yeah, no, we're doing good. We're doing good. I'm just trying to squeeze this thing a little tighter.
Creatine just gives you, it makes your muscles hold on to water, like the cells in your muscles hold on to water, which in theory makes them able to like express a little more power. So you're able to lift a little heavier, you're getting a little more pump. So it's just your muscles holding on to water.
But when you stop taking creatine, does that pump go away?
You're not as
like, is it just water weight?
You're not as inflated, but in theory, you've been working out a little harder, so your muscles are a little more developed.
Are a little bit more developed.
But you don't have that like hot pump.
So anybody that has that hot pump is taking creatine. Like, is The Rock taking creatine?
Amongst other things, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, at that age, you've got to have a killer supplement game.
Yeah.
And some people do TRT. Some people replace their testosterone, which I cannot wait.
When do you start that?
When?
40?
2014, I start. No, I think it depends. If you're Harry Jowsey, as we had on the pod last year, who's 24.
But who wouldn't want to look like Harry Jowsey? Like,
why
are we all doing it?
But it is a Faustian bargain. You know what this is?
No, tell me.
You know what this is? I'm learning. It is. It's like you're trading something up front to potentially deal with some things later.
I'm asking you if you're a doctor, but you are very learned.
Thanks, babe.
On these subjects. What's the risk? I take it today to look like Harry Jowsey because, again, first of all, if for those that haven't listened to our Harry Jowsey episode, amazing, go back and listen
stellar,
to it.
Stellar.
Those that haven't seen a picture of Harry Jowsey, in case you're not familiar, this man ripped. Ripped.
Yes.
Crazy. So why wouldn't we want to look like Harry Jowsey? So I look and take the injections to look like Harry Jowsey. What's going to happen to me at 60?
Well, it is a steroid, right? Testosterone, prednisone, all these things are steroids, which means they're hormones. Mm. Now, when you introduce a artificial amount in excess, right, because it's more than what your body would normally produce, you naturally, your body then downregulates your own production of it because it goes, we're getting so much in from outside sources.
Yes.
Why would we create more?
Yes.
And the issue is you do that for too long and eventually maybe your body never really makes it again or never makes enough.
Yes.
And then you
understood.
Can, yeah. So those are negatives along with like, you know, depending on what you take, you can get the roid rage. You can get the puffy nips too late.
Yeah.
You know, the small.
Schmeck.
The balls, they're small.
You know, anti-hung.
Yes. Not good.
No.
But all a trade.
Hanged.
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 Fold. But it does go to show that like body dysmorphia is such a real thing because when you see those bodybuilders who are literally juiced to their gills, so much so, I have a buddy who's purple. He's because his skin is now so thin that I can see the blood coursing through his body. And he's a purple man, but he's stoked. He's very pleased with he's putting out there where I'm like, you look like an alien.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't talk to him often. It's weird.
Speaking of purple men, did you see this article that the Wiggles are coming out with this or came out with this electronic music album?
No, for kids?
For kids.
Sick.
Did you see this? Yeah. I sent it to you. I'll read the.
Tell me.
I'll read it.
Give me
quickly.
The headline, and I'll pull up a couple stories first too.
No, but I'll read you the headline. I'll read you the headline.
No, good.
The headline will be red.
Love a story.
The Wiggles just released a rave album, and parents are losing their minds.
Wow. Wait, don't play it because we're gonna get taken off YouTube. Love it.
It's amazing.
It sounds great.
No, so we're not playing it. But if I were to play it, they were playing Twinkle Twinkle. With like a nice beat behind it.
Love
like,
that.
Twinkle, sick.
Yeah.
Sick. And as a parent, I would assume that shy, like music helps him fall asleep. Like, would you like something that also amped you up?
Absolutely. The idea of me being able to fully fist pump with my infant is an honor and a dream.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
So yeah, the answer is yes and yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love it. This episode of the Good Guys Podcast is brought to you by Prolon. These days, a lot of people are learning about all of the benefits of fasting, like weight loss, mental and physical performance, and gut health, but worry about the whole not eating part. Well, that's exactly why Prolon was created. Introducing Prolon, a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making cells believe they're fasting. Researched and developed for decades at the University of Southern California Longevity Institute and backed by leading U.S. medical centers, Prolon helps promote healthy blood sugar, support cardiovascular health, and reduce abdominal fat. But Prolon isn't a diet. Prolon is science, science based on Nobel Prize-winning discoveries in medicine. And this all starts with Prolon's five-day program, snacks, soups, and beverages all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. I did the five-day program and I feel so much better. Prolon really isn't like any other diet I've tried. And believe me, I've tried a lot of them. Because it's not a diet. It truly is science. It was so convenient. They sent me everything, all I needed in one box. It's no wonder why thousands of doctors now recommend Prolon to support healthy blood sugar and cardiovascular health. Right now, Prolon is offering Good Guys listeners 10% off their five-day nutrition program. Go to prolonlife.com/goodguys. That's prolonlife.com/goodguys. prolonlife.com/goodguys for this special offer. That's prolonlife.com/goodguys.
Well, I have another story as well, and I think we would be remiss if we didn't at least look at it, that Anna Wintour under fire for cutting Met Gala sponsorship deal with banned app TikTok. Anna Wintour is facing embarrassing questions about her multimillion-dollar deal with TikTok to sponsor the Met Gala. The Vogue editor-in-chief will be joined by TikTok CEO on the red carpet just days after President Biden signed a bill into law to either ban the Chinese social media platform or force its sale. The Lavish Ball will be hosted on May 6th by Winter, along with Zendaya, Jennifer Lopez, Bad Bunny, and Chris Hemsworth. Know him.
Do they usually have sponsors for the Met Gala?
I would imagine like Dasani or... Can you imagine the Met Gala?
Sponsored by Dasani?
It'd be sick.
Sick, yeah, for the people.
Yeah.
For the people that like to drink crap water.
Yeah.
I'm letting you know if Dasani wanted to pay us to be sponsors.
Oh, I'd do it.
I'm out.
Oh, I love a Dasani.
No, I draw the line at water with salt. You look at the back, these things are salted. I don't like that. I want pure water. I don't want it to make me more thirsty. Am I going to get sued for a claim?
It's cute how you think you would turn down a really good sponsorship deal from Dasani.
No, I'm out.
Oh, yeah, you're turning down Aquafina?
Yes.
Yeah, right.
I would sooner turn down Evian, though, than Aquafina and Dasani.
I love Evian, too. Hey, Dave!
You love Evian? Have we spoken about water preference on this podcast?
I do.
Have we spoken about water preference on this podcast?
I think so, perhaps.
Because I am anti-Evian. Evian is 1,000% marketing. You've been marketed to.
It's delicious.
This is crap water.
Oh, I love the taste.
No, it's not. It's impossible.
I love it.
So you're saying you go to a nice restaurant and you order bottled still water.
Yes.
And they bring you Evian and charge you $9.
I go goody-goody.
You're happy.
I go goody-goody. My good luck.
Wow.
Yeah.
You have a choice at a restaurant. Aquapana.
You can keep rephrasing
Aquapana
it any way
or
you
Evian.
Want. I would go Aquapana.
Why? Because it's even sexier and it tastes good.
It is sexier, but I love an Evian. I love that Novak Djokovic drinks it when he's on the sidelines of the U.S. Open.
Oh, you've been marketed
too. It's delish.
You've been marketed
too. Delish.
Poland Spring or Evian?
That's different.
Peace Spring is it.
No, it's not.
You don't think so?
It's all, every state has their Poland Spring. And what else is there? Deer Park?
No, Deer Park is not Poland Spring.
There's Poland Spring in California. We have Arrowhead.
You know, Arrowhead and Deer Valley, Deer Park, whatever.
One of those.
Those are the same. Poland Spring is a level above.
P.S. I think there's a nostalgia factor that
you think so?
Mm-hmm. Have you, where is the Poland Spring?
No clue.
Poland?
Probably not.
Is it water from Warsaw?
I don't know.
They were like, so let's try our Warsaw water. No, Poland Spring. I don't know why I made them German, but I imagine Polish is close.
It's got to be close.
Yeah.
Any Polish people?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know any Polish
people.
How
about Krakow Thirsty?
Oh my. Yeah, they were thirsty.
Yeah.
Tell me about
they were.
Wow. How did we get here?
We were talking about water. Anna Wintour, Met Gala, TikTok is sponsoring. She's getting some heat.
Yes. I think that I'd more like to hear your opinion on TikTok being banned.
I think it's a good thing.
You do.
And I think that it had to happen. And I think that TikTok will be just fine. They'll divest. They'll figure it out. They have like 280 days to figure it out. I think what was best said was by some congressperson said, if they're not doing any of the things that we are in fear that they're doing or could be doing, excuse me, this congressperson said, if they're not doing any of the things that we think they might be doing, the danger is they could.
For sure.
Right? Like they could. So I think it will have to become its own subsidy, an American company, and just separated from the major part of it, which is not here, which is in Asia.
But TikTok doesn't die.
Not at all.
The platform is very much alive. It's just...
it's going to make hundreds of billions of dollars. They'll figure it out.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
And like, I hope though in the interim, they figure out the misinformation piece because that's... TikTok is... I think it's the algorithm that makes it just a little bit too easily to be misinformed. Like you'd have to, on a different social platform, you'd need to search for it, right?
Yes.
You'd need to go down your own rabbit hole to find your misinformation. TikTok is serving it to you like you're at a buffet.
Yeah.
And I don't know how one stops that because the algorithm is so unbelievable. It's probably the most advanced algorithm in all social media. The way that it serves you exactly what you want to see, when you want to see it, based on what you've spoken about. Like, but it's scary.
I'm starting to actually prefer the IG Reels algorithm, but I find that the TikTok... I find that it becomes like the TikTok algorithm is becoming like an overzealous Jewish mother where it's like you're like, oh, these were delicious hash browns. And suddenly you go over there and it's only hash browns
yes,
for dinner.
Yes.
I'm like, Ma, it was good as a side dish.
Yeah.
I don't need it for every meal now.
Yeah.
She's like, you're looking thin.
Yeah.
I said, my cholesterol's 290, Mom. Stop feeding me.
Do we know how that works with the talking into the phone and then all of a sudden you seeing it on your TikTok?
I don't know, but it's weird. They are listening. Huh?
They're listening. It's for sure.
And it's every app. It's not just.
No, but I'll say something very arbitrary and then I'll pop onto my phone and I'll see an ad for it. And that's crazy. Yeah. I don't know how that's not illegal. Just saying.
I don't know, because I'm always asking the app not to track. You want to track me? No.
No, I always say no. I always say no.
Yes.
And only use it while using it. Only I only say yes to tracking me while I'm using it, I think.
Or yes to the dress.
Yeah.
One more story really quickly, and then we'll get into a speak pipe and a what are you nuts. But I found this incredibly interesting, which was man getting vasectomy when earthquake hit, thought doctor was making a joke. When the doctor said, is that an earthquake? I still thought he was just trying to lighten the mood, Justin Allen told HuffPost. Justin Allen, a 33-year-old father of two from Pennsylvania, got a whole lot of attention on social media Friday when he posted about his experience during an earthquake that hit the East Coast around 10:30 in the morning. And all he wrote was, a fucking earthquake happened in the middle of my vasectomy. I was thankful to have a surgeon that walked me through every single step of the procedure, but about 10 minutes into the 20-minute procedure, the whole room started shaking. Yikes.
Yikes. That earthquake was nuts. Us New Yorkers, we had never experienced something like that. It was very scary.
Didn't know what to do with yourselves, huh?
No, and I had all these annoying Californians. You think that's scary?
I know. I'm sorry for us.
Always have those.
I apologize for us. It's awful.
You think that's scary? Try having everywhere on fire. It's like you chose to live there. Don't throw that in my face. Why would you live near a forest fire all the time?
Yeah, it's like New Yorkers getting upset that they're randomly punched in the head. You chose to live here.
Yeah, it happens. Par for the course.
Eric Adams? It happens. Don't feel so bad. All right, let's listen to a speak pipe. If you want to ask us a question, you want our advice, keep it brief, keep it short, but you can message us at speakpipe.com/goodguys. Let's hear from Stinky.
Hi there. Moron here from Nashville, public school teacher, and I have been thinking about the fellow moron that wrote or spoke in and was talking about how she left the restroom and it just reeked of duty, and her coworker knew that she was a big duty taker, which let you guys into talking about when you fart in an elevator and the doors open, what do? You pretend oh my God, it reeks in here. As a teacher, we have the biggest blessing. I stay farting on these kids. I walk around, prop this here, there. They think it's each other. They're yelling at each other going, oh, it's stinking in here. Joke's on them. I've been ripping ass. But thank you guys for keeping me laughing. I enjoy the pod. Husband and I are huge morons. Have a great day.
Oh, that was so good.
God bless you, Stinky.
Oh, man. Wow. Just tooting away. What do you call a fart in your house?
A toot.
We call it toot.
Yeah. But yeah, me, I rip them in front of my son. Just rip.
Yeah. I fart a lot.
It's fun.
Yeah. It's the best.
Yeah. Because he rips them and he doesn't even know he's ripping. And so I'm like, I got to get you back.
There's also nothing more fun than you feel it coming and then you press those cheeks against another human being's limb.
Oh, you do
and
that.
And you let that rock. Yeah, we can let it rip.
Because you and Claude are big tooters in front of each other.
Not Claudia. She doesn't toot. Me.
Just you two.
Yeah. Oh, I toot.
Yeah.
I toot.
Paige knows that I toot, but I try not to do it directly in her path.
And you'd never what if he just turned and farted on your calf? Nice. But it would be hilarious.
I'm terrified.
Okay, what about Dutch oven?
Oh, are you kidding me? It would be over.
Yeah, the no good.
You know what? They should have a classier term for a Dutch oven, a La Crusette.
No, by the way, what did the Dutch ever do that they got that reputation?
Yeah, that hurts.
That hurts.
The Dutch are funny, interesting people.
I don't know enough about their culture. I just know that you fart.
Smoking a pancake?
You throw your partner under the covers, tuck her in, and she gets gassed by your gas.
Yeah.
Nuts.
Nuts. Let's hear from another one. This one is from Becca.
Hi, Ben and Josh. Becca here. To start, I saw a Josh doppelganger at the Trader Joe's in Atlanta this past weekend, and I swear to God, I almost went up to him and told him, oh my God, I'm a moron. But it was not him. So thank God I did not do that.
Thank God.
But anyways, short and sweet, cool. My best friend is getting engaged this weekend, and her fiance is doing it at her 30th birthday party. She doesn't know she's getting proposed to, and she planned the party herself. This alone, I was not thrilled about, but it's it's a big milestone, and all of her family and friends will be there. I could see his reasoning. What I can't get behind is I got a text from him this morning to me and all of their other guests requesting $20 entry fee for to cover food and wine.
Yikes.
My thought, what are you nuts to have a cover charge for a proposal that you're planning that you already tacked onto a birthday party? I just feel like he should pay for it. Also, he sent a text that says, you could just Venmo upon arrival or I will remind you live because I don't want to eat the cost of this entire party and my fiance's new rock. I don't know. I think this is nuts. What do you guys think?
What are you, nuts?
Sorry, Becca. We're not laughing at you. We're laughing at our producer, Dave, sleeping. Dave, you awake? Love you, Dave.
Okay, we're good. What are you, nuts? That is just, that is unbelievable. Unbelievable. $20 cover charge. Okay, we gotta rewind, okay?
Yes.
Because there were nuts got up to the cover charge.
Right.
She's throwing her own 30th birthday party. Is that right, Josh?
No, the fiance is.
Oh, he's throwing it for her.
Yes, that's what I got from that. No?
No, I got that.
Paige, what did you get?
I got that she was throwing her own party and that he was hijacking the party that she was throwing for her 30th to propose to her, but no.
Let's say that that's it.
Okay, well, then that's fucked up because she is throwing her own birthday party. Let her have her birthday party and then propose another time and stop being such a cheapo
right.
and trying to do two parties in one.
Capitalize.
But now that we're learning that he is a cheapo, I never understood this. If you can't afford to have the type of event that you want to have, just don't have it. You don't need to have this big fancy schmancy event if you need to charge your friends and family $20 on Venmo. It's classless. It just doesn't make any sense. Like, have it at your house. That's it. Have people over. It's still lovely. Have people over into your house. Get some cheese and wine from Costco and call it a day. It's really nice. But to inconvenience people like that, everyone coming is mortified.
I agree. It's totally insane. And what I will also say is I don't think there should be a request button on Venmo. How about that? First of all, I just think it's like, first of all, the problem is that people's phone numbers get like leaked. And so I'll get randos all day asking me like, hey man, can I get like $900?
You do?
I can't tell you the amount of people who come into my Instagram DMs, and I think it's in like the YouTubers giving out just money randomly, that now the culture is like, hey, I can really use $900 for X, or I can use like $1,200 for this. And it's like, I have no way of vetting you. No. I have no way of knowing if this money's actually going somewhere. And I'm like, Venmo requests are weird, and I couldn't agree more. Like, if you have to charge a cover charge, then the party's too expensive.
And that's fine.
Yeah.
Be comfortable with the party you can throw.
Right.
Everybody's going to be thrilled to celebrate you no matter what you spend.
Yes.
But the second that you request money from people to fund your own party, very tacky. Very tacky. And makes me, I would rethink the guy altogether.
Yeah.
It's a
girl is already throwing her party. So like, what is he planning? He's not really planning anything except for proposing.
It's a character flaw. It's very, very strange.
Yeah.
I have no idea. It would be less tacky, and he probably went through the exercise which one's less tacky and landed on this one. It would be less tacky to have a cash bar.
Fair.
A cash bar to me would be less tacky. It's still terribly tacky.
Sure.
But Venmo requesting a cover charge to enter your party is the tackiest thing I've ever heard.
Could you also like hack it and be like, we'll have beer and wine, and if you want hard liquor, bring it.
Sure.
Maybe even that's like even like lower on the tacky totem.
And BYOB.
Bring a bottle of something.
No, BYOB is. I love a BYOB.
Do you?
Oh, yeah.
So BYOB is okay.
For sush? No, not for a party. Right. No. What is a potluck? No. You're at an event space.
Yeah, PLP, potluck party.
Yeah, no, I'm not for me. No.
Should we get in our What Are You Nuts moment of the week?
Yeah, perfect.
I will start. What Are You Nuts? It's your gripe with people, places, and things. And mine is you cannot be an adult and reference a cartoon.
Yeah, okay.
You just can't.
Tell me.
Like, I just have friends who'd be like, you know what? This is so like that episode of The Simpsons. And I go, stop. Stop now.
Yeah.
You can reference South Park because it's genius. Not that The Simpsons isn't. But South Park is written in 6 days and edited and produced so much so that it is a true commentary on the goings-ons of the world. It's like a daily show, really. Mm-hmm. But, you know, to a more extreme way. That I get. Every other cartoon you want to reference, you're in your 40s, you can't be on blood pressure meds and reference a cartoon. You've heard it here first. What are you, nuts?
Nuts.
Yeah.
Absolutely nuts. That's why I don't watch any of those.
Me either. I watch South Park a little bit. It's genius.
It is genius, but I don't watch it. I don't watch it. I don't watch it. I do like a children's movie, though. An animated movie? Love.
Yeah, they can great. Be great. But I don't hear a lot of people going, this is like in Zootopia.
No, you can't reference. You're right.
Right.
It's just like in Zootopia. No, you can't. You can't. All right, my what are you nuts? You're on a plane. You take the aisle seat, right? Guy has the window seat. Guy in the middle knows the middle's roll, right? The middle's roll, tight.
Tight.
Shoulders in, legs in, tight.
Yes.
I'm on a plane back from Florida. And if you're not watching on YouTube, you're not going to be able to see what I'm doing.
Give us an
I'll describe it,
then.
But I'm going to show you. This is the guy in the middle seat next to me. Sits down.
Fully spread.
Fully legs spread, conked out, head touching my shoulder asleep. Legs spread. And here's the deal. You're not allowed to be fall asleep tired in the middle seat.
Right.
You can't. You can't spread your legs in the middle seat. And because he wasn't doing it on purpose, he was dead asleep and his legs are open. And I would move his leg and he'd and then he'd. But you know when you're that tired that you can't control your limbs? Can't sit in the middle. You can't sit in the middle. And you can't man spread in the middle. Honestly, you can't man spread anywhere. Stop man spreading.
Yes, I'm sorry.
But also, women. Stop women spreading.
Yes.
I don't know where this concoction that men are the only people that spread. Maybe we spread because we have cock and balls to push us apart. Or maybe it's just because it's a little bit more comfortable.
And I think that's even a bigger thing you're saying, which is remove the cock and balls and we'll all be more together.
Sure. Yeah. I wasn't saying that.
Okay.
Stop spreading your legs in general.
Yes.
In general. Just don't do it. And if you have to, take an aisle. Take initiative. Take an aisle.
What do you got going to San Diego? An aisle or a window?
Window.
Yeah,
because it's a 5.5 hour flight. First class wasn't happening under the budget with this company.
Fair enough.
We're in the window, okay? But I won't be bothered. I will be bothering.
Right.
That's the job of the window. That's the joy of the window. To bother and to never be bothered.
Well,
what you do sacrifice is a little bit of shoulder room.
Will you take us home and do it quietly as to not wake up Dave?
Yes. Yes. Okay. This episode, I was about to do an ad. Thank you so much for listening to the Good Guys podcast. We don't want to wake up Dave, but you can listen on Spotify, Apple, wherever else you can get your podcasts. You can watch us on YouTube. You have to watch me and Josh. It's a really experience. Really share our clips. Yes. Share our clips, right? Go on Instagram, share our clips. Go on TikTok. Our TikTok is popping off. Popping off. And yeah, Mondays and Thursdays. And look out for some cool merch coming soon. And
rate and review. Give us 5 stars. We love you.
Love you. Bye.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.